You're listening to The Soft Podcast, your space for fascia-focused healing and body autonomy. Every episode brings you practical tools, real-life stories, and the science of trauma-informed transformation. Take a breath and let's explore what's possible together. The profound impact of early experiences with sexuality and touch can create lasting effects on intimate relationships and self-perception, as illustrated through Carmen's journey. Growing up in an environment where physical pleasure was heavily stigmatized, she internalized deep feelings of shame that manifested in her adult life through both physical and emotional responses to intimacy. These early lessons taught her that touch, pleasure, and desire were elements of life that should be hidden away or treated with shame. Despite engaging in traditional talk therapy, which helped her intellectually process her past, Carmen's body continued to react with tension and dissociation when faced with physical intimacy. Her physical responses included freezing up or mentally disconnecting during moments of affection with her partner. These reactions led her to believe she was fundamentally broken, reinforcing a cycle of shame and disconnection that talk therapy alone couldn't fully address. Carmen's breakthrough came through working with a therapist certified in Level 2 Soft Certification, which offered a fundamentally different perspective on healing from sexual shame. This approach acknowledged that while understanding one's history through talk therapy can be valuable, addressing bodily responses requires a different methodology focused on physical awareness and acceptance. The soft method introduced Carmen to a gentle, permission-based approach to reconnecting with her body. Rather than pushing herself toward pleasure or forcing specific feelings, she was encouraged to simply notice whatever sensations or emotions arose naturally. This began with a practice called body mapping, where Carmen would place her hand on different areas of her body, starting with locations that felt safe and neutral. During these exercises, she would observe various sensations such as temperature, texture, and degrees of comfort or discomfort. The revolutionary aspect of this approach was its emphasis on presence over pleasure. Carmen wasn't required to analyze her experiences or reach particular emotional states. Instead, she could acknowledge whatever emerged, whether that was numbness, fear, curiosity, or nothing at all. This acceptance-based strategy allowed her to process grief when it surfaced and experience relief when she needed to slow down without judgment or pressure to feel differently. A crucial principle of the soft approach is the equal validation of both yes and no responses from the body. This framework helped Carmen understand that setting boundaries wasn't about creating distance, but rather about building trust, both with herself and in her relationships. The practice became less about achieving specific outcomes and more about developing genuine curiosity and choice in intimate situations. Through consistent practice, Carmen began experiencing subtle shifts in her body awareness. Areas that had previously felt numb started to register sensations like warmth or tingling. She developed a more nuanced vocabulary for communicating with herself and her partner, incorporating maybe alongside yes and no. This expanded range of expression helped transform intimacy from something performance-based into an authentic exploration of choice and curiosity. The methodology emphasizes that healing from sexual shame is an ongoing journey rather than a fixed destination. For those relating to Carmen's experience, the soft approach suggests starting with simple awareness exercises, choosing a comfortable body part, placing a hand there, and simply noticing any sensations, or lack thereof, without judgment. Importantly, practitioners are encouraged to set their own pace and stop whenever needed, trusting their body's inherent wisdom about what feels right. This case study demonstrates how the soft approach offers a pathway to healing that honors individual experiences and timelines. By focusing on presence rather than performance, and by validating all bodily responses equally, it provides a framework for gradually rebuilding trust with one's body after experiences of shame. The method's gentle, permission-based nature creates space for authentic healing to unfold naturally without pressure or prescribed outcomes. For professionals interested in facilitating this healing work, the Soft Approach offers certification programs across 3 levels through their website, thesoftapproach.com. This structured training ensures that therapists, yoga instructors, and body workers can create safe spaces for clients to explore and reclaim their relationship with their bodies at their own pace, using these proven, gentle, and effective techniques. Thank you for joining us on the Soft Podcast. If you found today's episode helpful, explore more resources and tools at thesoftapproach.com. Until next time, remember, gentle attention is the beginning of embodied change.